Hey, hey, it's Courtney Schall, and today I am pulling back the curtain on something that feels kind of magical when it starts working in your business. This is something I talked about in a recent podcast episode, but it's actually very strategic when we break it down. And that is, I want to talk to you about how to get your ideal clients sliding into your DMs. Not in like a weird, hey girl, cold pitchy kind of way, but in a genuinely excited, oh my God, I love what you're saying and this is resonating with me. Tell me more. Let's talk about this kind of way. So like I said, a few weeks ago, I did a podcast episode on how to get clients from your DMs. This is a follow-up to that episode. And we're going to talk about here is starting those conversations, because the more conversations that we can generate, right, that we can start with people, the more conversations that can then potentially lead to sales. Because the goal of this is not to convince everybody to buy from you. The goal of it is to find the people who already need and want what you have and to just like identify them and help them to like identify themselves. So the more conversations we have, the better. And I guarantee you, you are sleeping on so many opportunities to start these conversations with your ideal clients. So I want to walk you through three simple strategic ways to start DM conversations with your dream clients using methods that actually are working. I'm gonna like show you an example, use an example from my own business, from a post I made recently, and how I would use this same idea for all three of these ways, of these like little strategies for getting conversations started in your DMs. And so this is going to ignite. This one post started like 70 DM conversations. And that's the most like highly performing version of this I've seen in years. You don't need to have anything performing quite that well. But by the end of this episode, you'll understand exactly how that works. In addition to that, I'm very excited to invite you to a workshop that I'm going to be doing just on how to get clients from the DMs. And if you go to CourtneyShall.com/DMs, let's DMS, then you'll get all the details about how you can sign up for that workshop. We have a early bird price for that workshop right now, before it goes up to the regular price. So if you're interested in learning more about how to then take these conversations and turn them into sales, that's what I'm going to be talking about at the paid live workshop. Okay, let's go. Let's get into this. So here's the real talk. A lot of people think that DMing and like using the DMs to get clients is the only way to do that would be to like weirdly cold pitch people and like just reply to a bunch of stories with fire emojis. And like, I was going to say no shade if you've done that, but honestly, so much shade if you're doing that. We've all, though, felt the awkwardness of not knowing how to start a conversation, whether that's in person or on Instagram or another platform. It's all kind of the same thing, right? It's like, how do I organically, naturally go up to someone and strike up a conversation? So what I'm sharing here are things that specifically work on Instagram. These are intentional strategies. They are consent-based strategies, meaning that it requires some kind of engagement from the other person in order for you to then continue or initiate the conversation. Okay. So that is like, that's the foundation of this, is that all these conversations need to be, they need to feel good, right? And cold pitching a bunch of people is not gonna cut it when it comes to that. So let's dive into the three strategies. So strategy number one is what I'm calling like the freebie strategy. So the freebie strategy, this is what you see a lot of people doing all the time. I'm doing all the time right on Instagram, which is often using a software called ManyChat to have an automation so that when you comment with a specific word on someone's post, it then triggers like the robots to send you a DM with a link to a resource or whatever it is that person was, you know, the carrot that they were dangling in front of you, right? So This is great, obviously, because you're getting a bunch of engagement on your posts and you are getting people now into your DMs. I don't think people are viewing this, and honestly, for me, like I have been failing to do this as well, viewing this as an opportunity to open a real conversation. We've all just been viewing it as like, okay, great, I got this thing delivered to me. Now, we want to be, again, really respectful of the interaction that's happening. If I comment the word, you know, bundle on your post to get a link to something, I'm not consenting to, for you to like start like aggressively selling me, right? Like that's not what we're doing here. But what I have, what you do know is that I have shown interest in this specific item, okay? So that's your hint to where that conversation could then go is if you do a post that is really well promoting a freebie. I'm going to talk to you about my example in just a second that went crazy, like got 70 people so far at the time of this recording, like in the last 24 hours, like 26 hours ago that post went live and it has over 70 people who have opted in. It has double that amount of comments because then my robot like replies to each one to be like, I sent it to you or whatever. But that's 70 initiated conversations because I said, hey, I've created this thing. I told a story, right? If you look at the carousel of this post, let me pull it up right now. Let's just like pull up the post so that I can read you the content because you're going to see in this why this post worked. Okay. So the cover of the post says, I'm having the most productive year of my life, and it all comes down to how I'm managing my calendar. For context, I'm an ADHD-fueled quick start creative. I used to start my days by asking myself, what do I feel like working on today? And sometimes this makes me highly productive, but it was so stressfully unpredictable, and I was constantly dropping balls. I tried every single time management and productivity system you can imagine. None of them lasted more than 2 weeks. They all felt too rigid, too complicated, too open-ended. Me, I need the perfect blend of structure and flexibility. I need a system that allows for both. So I developed 10 calendar commandments that I now follow religiously that allow me to be as productive and spontaneous as I like on any given day. I put all of them on a Google Doc to share with you. Comment calendar for the link. Okay, there's a couple things I want you to notice about this post, and I could do a whole episode breaking down why this post worked. We'll just do a very quick version of that right now. I first started with a hook that says, I'm having the most productive year of my life, and it all comes down to how I manage my calendar. This is important because I didn't put, here's how to have the most productive year of your life, hint, it all comes down to how you manage your calendar. That could have been a great hook, but I didn't say that. And the reason why I didn't say that is because I wanted this post to really express the fact that this is something I've personally been working on, and like I'm sharing with you what's been working for me. I didn't want this post to feel like preachy and like I'm now some calendar master. I'm going to teach you my ways, which I feel like I kind of am. But that's not the energy that I wanted with this post because in a lot of ways I'm introducing this topic. I also think for those of you like actively using Instagram right now, I think this more personal, hey, here's what's going on for me or like here's my experience with something or here's what I do is working a lot better these days than that more general like here's 10 things that you should do on your calendar, right? Like that's why this post has so many comments, okay, of people saying calendar. Literally, nobody left a comment without saying calendar. The other thing I want to say here is that I really go into the pain point and share like, hey, this, I get you because like this is who I am. I literally said for context, I'm an ADHD-fueled quick start creative. I used to start my days by asking myself, what do I feel like working on today? I'm being really honest about, again, my situation. I'm not like, are you this kind of person? Which, by the way, that could be totally fine. I'm just kind of want to share with you why I think this post next level worked versus having like the usual results, okay? Sometimes this makes me highly productive, but so I'm really digging into the pain point that is so relatable for entrepreneurs because most of us have ADHD, whether it's diagnosed or not. Then like I tried all these different systems and they didn't work and here's why they didn't work. So like I know that people are going to resonate with this because I've spoken to hundreds of people about this exact problem and they all, every time I say this, they're like, oh my God, me too, right? So I want to have that effect with this post. So I'm sharing all about that. And then I'm saying, okay, then this is what I did, right? I started with the hook that's like, here's the result I'm getting. And then I kind of went into, okay, backstory, like here's what the problem was. And then I'm saying, all right, here's the thing that helped change that. And I gave, I'm like, you know, here's the comment calendar and you can get, you know, access to these commandments. Now, the other reason why I think this works so well is because I did not gatekeep this with an opt-in. That's totally fine if you do. Again, I think there's a reason why this one got 70 people, like very successful entrepreneurs commenting on this post, right? Like people running the gamut here. It's like amazing. It's really cool to see. I wrote comment calendar and I'll send you the Google Doc with my 10 calendar commandments, no opt-in required. That's what the caption says to this post. So I think all of those things, I have a topic. Number one, I have a topic people are actually interested in. I'm sharing it from this like pure personal experience standpoint, not this like, I have this thing I want people to get and how do I make them get it? It's like, I genuinely know people want this. So that all matters. That's why I'm sharing all this with you. I think that's why this hook, this post worked so well. Now here's what happens is now I have 70 people in my DMs. If I'm smart and have the time and resources, what I'm gonna do is follow up with those people. I'm not going to harass them and be creepy and annoying and being like, hey, did you get that? What do you think? But I might follow up and be like, hey, did you get a chance to look at the commandments? And I might give some more context, which is that once I saw that so many people wanted this, I actually went in yesterday and I updated it to make it better because I was like, man, if I knew this many people were going to want this, I would have created a much better resource. So I want to engage people with this content to make sure they know like, hey, I've got more to say on this. That's going to be so much more helpful than this like kind of janky list that I made, though now it is a lot better with more context. So it gives me an excuse to follow up that conversation. But again, I hope you note how I'm telling you how I want to do that really naturally, like a human being, not like, how do I get them to buy from me? Like that's not, I'm not even thinking about that. That's not, obviously I have this program, The Magic Quarter. And yes, this calendar commandments are reverse engineered as a thing that like ultimately should attract people who are interested in the magic quarter. Yes, cool, done. But then I just let my content and my stuff sell for me so that when I'm having conversations with people, I don't care if they ever buy the magic quarter or, you know, the other products I create for this funnel. All I care about is this one piece of content and that one conversation and then supporting that person and guiding them to wherever makes sense for me to, if it makes sense for me to guide them anywhere in that conversation. So that's what we're going to talk about in the Get Clients from DMs workshop, is more the like, once the conversation's going, what do you do with it? And how does it then lead to clients? And how do you make sure you don't like weird them out and get kind of desperate and salesy? Cause that's when it's going to go wrong. We're going to talk about the scripts and all of that at the live workshop. If you go to CourtneyShall.com/DMs. Okay. But this first example is how you can use ManyChat automations. You could do this, you know, manually if you don't have ManyChat, but this is why we love ManyChat, because it lets me be lazy to generate conversations, to start conversations, okay? So that's a great opportunity. All right, that's the first tip. The second strategy I have for you to start these conversations is kind of similar, but it's got a little bit of a different twist on it. Okay. So it's still going to be using your content on Instagram to generate conversations, but in a different way. And this is something that I've done in the past that's worked really well and something that I would love to continue to do. And I could do with this calendar commandments thing as well. And I want to tell you what that might look like. Okay. So strategy number two is to offer free coaching in the DMs. Now, don't get put off by free coaching. I'm all about boundaries on this. But if you know that someone's going to talk about a topic you're really interested in and they're going to for free help you to solve that problem, wouldn't you be more like likely to have a conversation, like to engage in a conversation with them? Yes. And that's why this works. I think too many people these days are so allergic to having one-on-one conversations and having one-on-one calls that they're shooting their businesses in the foot. Like I just think unless you are making bank already, if you are like one-on-one conversations, that's going to be a huge problem for you, like point blank. So I'm going to call this your DM mini service. It's like your DM free mini service. And if you have done a free mini service, like I teach in the Booked in 5 Days challenge, then you can basically rinse and repeat it in the DMs. So here's how this works. You create content. It could be stories. It could be a post. It could be an email. I've done all three, right? Like I recently did this for Yay for Clients. Actually, I think I did it for like the free mini service itself, where I was like, you know, I did a post about it. I did Instagram stories about it. And I also sent an email to my list about it. And you tell people, if you DM me this word or you DM me whatever by this date or, you know, the first 10 people, I normally don't limit the number of people because my whole goal is to generate conversations. If you DM me by Friday at, you know, 5, whatever, end of day Friday, then, and just say this word or, you know, tell me this thing, I will give you this thing, right? So the most important thing here is that the thing you're giving them needs to be really fucking specific and really fucking compelling. It can't just be, oh, I'll help you solve the problem for free. Like that's so boring. So just like a free mini service or a paid mini service, it needs to be very tangible. So a version I did the first time I did this, it went nuts. This was in early 2020, like pre-pandemic 2020. So very like January or February 2020. I did a post that was on your 50K math. So it was like how to hit 50K as a service provider using your mini service and your signature service. And I told people, if you comment the word 50K or you DM me the word 50K, then I will like create a 50K plan for you in the DMs. And so I got, I mean like tons, dozens of DMs from that. So that was really powerful. And then because that is a topic that then is engaging in a conversation that is leading to what I do, it then naturally goes, okay, if like, you know, let me know. So the whole conversation I'm making the plan would reveal what this person's pain points were, what their business model was. And then I would give recommendations like, you know, I'd really recommend that instead of having those custom proposals to do a signature service, and here's why, you know, I have a podcast episode on that. So I didn't push them into paid stuff. I never do. I never sell in the DMs like that. I would always push more free content that is going to do my selling for me. That's my whole thing. That's me just weaseling my way out of selling. Is I do my selling behind my computer here on my sales pages, in my podcast episodes, in my free trainings. And then when I'm having a one-on-one conversation, I send people podcast episodes, sell them for them. Like, so then they're getting they're getting a real human interaction from me, not a more human interaction, a actual human interaction from me. Okay, so you want to tailor this obviously to your offer. So like if you're a designer, you could say, you know, send me the link to your homepage and I'll give you one specific thing you can do, or like, you know, three actions to take to like get more leads from your homepage or whatever, right? Maybe you're a coach and you're like, give me like, what's your number one biggest limiting belief, and I'm gonna give you like, we're gonna like, you know, dismantle it in the DMs or something. You're giving them a taste of what it's like to work with you, and you're giving them a quick win. That's why this works. So this doesn't have to be complicated and it doesn't have to take forever. And I want to tell you that when you actually do this, it might sound like, oh, I got to give people free advice, which I hope it doesn't. Like, I hope you're not someone thinking that. But if you do, I just want you to know, if you really love the work that you're doing and you start doing this, it's going to be so fun for you. Because you actually like helping people, and it is going to lead to sales. But it's this restricted kind of, I don't want to give my time away for free, which is a pendulum swing from probably having a lack of boundaries that is causing you to not have momentum in your business. And so we want to use free, and we want to use it really strategically. We always do free marketing, right? Like, people don't pay us to market our own businesses. In fact, we pay to market our businesses. I'm telling you a way that you can do this for free with your time, and that is the resource you're going to use for the marketing. So I want you to view this as marketing, not giving away your paid service for free. All right. So what happens next in this conversation? You move the conversation forward in a way that feels natural and supportive. You're going to follow what I teach in the How to Get Clients from DMs workshop. So make sure that you get your ticket for that workshop. And then I'm going to teach you strategy number 3. And I've actually thought of a bonus strategy I'm going to give you here. So we'll do a strategy number 4 after this. So strategy number 3 is one that I think people are more familiar with, which is to use polls in your stories to start conversations. So what you would do in this case is you're going to utilize the poll sticker in your Instagram stories to get people answering a question. And then based on their response to that question, you can send them a DM to follow up and continue that conversation. So if I'm teaching my calendar thing, right, like my calendar, I could say, hey, do you use your Google Calendar? Like, do you put all of your work on your Google Calendar, or do you just use it for appointments? And then people could go like, I just use it for appointments. I put all my work on it, or other. And then based on that, I can follow up. And the reason why I can follow up is because I'm not trying to sell. I'm genuinely fucking curious. That's why it works. Because I'm not going to follow up and be like, oh, well, here's some free advice. And like, that's what we don't do. That's what we don't do. We don't give a bunch of unsolicited advice. That they didn't ask for advice. That is not what they consented to. They consented to saying, hey, I'm providing information about myself and how I use my calendar. And maybe I can say, hey, if you mentioned that you only use your calendar for appointments. If you don't mind me asking, can you tell me where you do put your work? Like, do you use like a project management system? Like, so I'm just going to follow up with more questions because I'm genuinely curious to know more. And that conversation may eventually lead to sales. Again, that's what I'm going to talk about at the paid live workshop, or not. But that's not the point. The point here is the goal is to have the conversations, to be curious, to build rapport and relationships. And yes, around a topic that is based on what your paid offers are. Okay. So here's the key. This isn't just for engagement, just like the ManyChat automation is not just to get people the freebie. It's also to open the door to DMs. So you go into your poll responses, you see who answered, and you message them individually. And it can be super casual and be like, hey, this is me too. I do this. Are you like that? Or is it different? Like, genuine curiosity is the name of the game with this. So then, boom, you're in a real conversation. You're not pitching, you're not selling, you're just connecting. And the strategy is so good because it is personal. It's not intrusive. They've already engaged with your poll. So you're not just like randomly cold DMing people. There is a natural follow-up. So I want you to imagine combining this with the other strategies, right? Like, I could, and maybe I will, maybe that's what I'll do, is I'll rinse and repeat this so that you guys can go see this when this podcast goes out, because I don't think this episode's going out for a couple weeks. And you can see like what happened there. And I can maybe report more on that at the paid workshop. We'll see. This is how we start all of that. And I've got to follow up with all these 70 people who wanted to learn about my calendar. And then I sent them a shitty Google Doc. So stay tuned on how that goes. All right. So that's like, those are the three tips. The fourth one that I don't have on my notes here, but I thought of, and I'm like, this is something I do regularly and I've got to share it with you. I don't want to hide this one, is There are actions people take in my business that then I would really love to follow up with those people with a DM and be like, hey, I saw that you got this thing. And one of those actions is, I'll give you two examples. One of them is purchasing the Booked in 5 Days Challenge, a system that I am refining and getting much better at in the last couple of weeks. Is once somebody buys that when someone purchases something from me, on the form to purchase, it asks you your Instagram handle. And that allows me to then go, hey, I saw, like, yay, you enrolled in Yay for Clients, or awesome, you got the Book in 5 Days Challenge. Like, I want to support you. Like, blah, blah, blah. So it allows me to then cheer them on and celebrate that purchase that they made in the DM. So I love that, because that's a conversation opener. And what's great about that is we launched a new funnel last week, and a couple people bought, and then I followed up with them in the DMs, and there was like a tech glitch that they didn't get the thing that they bought. So I was able to identify that problem a lot faster too, because they were like, oh great, I'm glad you messaged me because I didn't get access. So I was able to sort of like jump in and go, oh man, there's something wrong with our tech. Whereas before we would have had to wait for them to reach out to us, which doesn't feel as good from a customer service standpoint. So that was like a little side benefit of this. The other time I will do this is when people sign up for my client booking machine masterclass, and I want to do this for all of my masterclasses, live, evergreen, whatever, is on the thank you page after they sign up, there's a form that's just like basically a market research survey to just ask some questions about them. And I ask for their Instagram handle. Maybe 50% of people fill out this form, but that allows me then every day to check who's filled out the form in the last day, and then reach out to those folks, send them a DM, be like, hey, did you get a chance to watch the workshop? again, maybe if the leg's broken or there's something like, I can identify that really fast. And it's creating a opportunity for a deeper conversation where that would not be happening with most of the people that they signed up for their webinar. Okay. So that's just a bonus example of this in action. Now, I'm going to wrap things up there because I feel like this was a really meaty episode with a lot of things. I feel like if you're driving or something, you're probably like, oh my God, I want to stop my car so I can start like DMing people. And I want you to go out and put all this into action. I also want you to come sign up for the Get Clients from DMs workshop that I'm hosting on June 9th. It'll be live after that. It will be for sale evergreen, but right now, if you get a ticket, we have an early bird special. So go ahead and go to CourtneySchall.com/DMS for DMs, and you can get your ticket to that workshop. The link and all that will also be in the show notes for this episode. And happy DMing. I'm excited to continue to have these conversations with you. And maybe you could DM me and let me know if you listen to this episode and if it was helpful for you. That would be really meta, right? Like, I would love to chat with you in the DMs. And I hope you know I will never be hard selling you in my DMs. So I will chat with you next week.